Good morning and welcome to CAU Now, Lifting Every Voice. I'm WCLK Operations Manager Rob Maynard. This program highlights the ongoing academic and community goals and achievements of Clark Atlanta University, the largest of the nation's 37-member United Negro College Fund institutions. We're telling the stories of academic excellence and strategic planning happening right now at one of America's great HBCUs. Today on CAU Now, Lifting Every Voice, we are joined by Dr. Obi Clayton. Dr. Clayton is the director of the Center for Undergraduate Research and Creativity and the director of the Clark Atlanta University QEP. Good morning, Dr. Clayton. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, good morning and thanks for the invitation.
Our topic today is the university's Quality Enhancement Plan, or QEP, and CAU's focus on this as part of a Mentored Undergraduate Scholarly Endeavor, or MUSE. What is the Quality Enhancement Plan, and how did Clark Atlanta's QEP come about?
The QEP is a five-year plan dedicated to improving an aspect of student learning or the environment for student success, and is a vital part of the reaffirmation of accreditation given to us by the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools, the Commission on Colleges. And we just got our QEP approved back in last December, and so we're going forward. But your question was, how did we come up with undergraduate research? It was an intensive several-year process where faculty, alumni, administration, and students came up with ideas that would be helpful in improving the student environment. And it was near unanimous that undergraduate research, which is a high-impact student endeavor, would work here at CAU given our history. Atlanta University, which was the first graduate school in the country, so we have our tradition with the merger of Clark College and Atlanta University. We are the only research-intensive university here in the AU Center, as you know. And what we want our students to come away with after they have graduated is the importance of research, doing things that's hands-on. Now, you probably saw that our QEP is referred to as MUSE. The committee came up with that, Mentored Undergraduate Scholarly Endeavors, but a MUSE is also a reference to nine goddesses who symbolize the arts and sciences. MUSE also means thoughtful or giving something careful consideration. And what we want our students to do is to MUSE about those things that they are interested in. We can tell them and give them the tools to do research, but in the final analysis, it's left up to the student to select that. So one of our goals of the QEP is to enhance the environment, to expose the student to research that is taking place here. And we do that in multiple ways.
The Mentored Undergraduate Scholarly Endeavors, or MUSE, that you're talking about, that's the pathway that Clark Atlanta University is taking with this project. As I read through that plan, as a broadcaster rather than an academic, my take on it is that it's going to make undergraduate work at CAU more compelling for students. Could you tell us kind of how the MUSE program works?
Well, as we mentioned, the first goal is to enhance the visibility and student awareness of creative and research activities that's taken place here at CAU. And to do that, what we are planning to do, what we're doing right now, we're in year one, is to introduce the students to research. We have several main goals. One is the discovery of scholarship. And all first-year students, beginning in first-year seminar now and in their English courses, 105 and 106, are being exposed to the basics of research, what we call the novice level or discovery of scholarship. That is, as I mentioned, that is being done in their classes. We're exposing them to the to all first-year students. And what we also want to do is to broaden the exposure for undergraduate students to participate in research activities through our research day that we have in the spring each year. We're telling them about them. We have signed up all of our first-year students to a tool referred to as Student Opportunity Center that links them with research activities, not only here in Atlanta, but in their hometowns when they are away for the summer or whatever. That's one of the things that we've done. And the second goal would be to establish a culture and an environment in which creative and research activities are translated into practice. What we want to do is to work with the faculty to encourage them to bring students into their research endeavors by holding workshops for the faculty, by giving incentives for the faculty to involve their students in research. And through the Center for Undergraduate Research and Creativity, we sponsor students to attend professional meetings, either regionally or nationally. We support their faculty mentors with them. And because we have this research faculty, we try to encourage them to, in everything they do, to involve their students.
It's interesting. I'm kind of an old salt, and I have a baccalaureate degree from a different university from, let's just say, a number of decades ago. And when I think about what you're describing here with MUSE, I'm struck by the fact that in those days, an undergraduate, you took a lot of undergraduate courses that was a lot of coursework, and then the research would come when you got to the graduate level. This kind of turns that around, kind of flips it on its head, doesn't it?
That's a good question. What we found is that we want to expose students as early in their academic career so that by the time they get to graduate school, they know what's expected of them. Undergraduate, we have any number of studies that will show that undergraduate students who are involved in the research process early in the academic career graduate on time, have better luck at finding employment, which is one of the things that the president here is really on to, and that is having students with transferable skills. And you learn that by doing things hand-on. Experiential learning is what we're calling.
You're listening to CAU Now, Lifting Every Voice on WCLK, a licensee of Clark Atlanta University. Our guest today is Dr. Obi Clayton. Dr. Clayton is the director of the Center for Undergraduate Research and Creativity and the director of the Clark Atlanta University QEP. And we're talking about a new way of educating students at Clark. One of the goals for the MUSE program that I've seen is develop an infrastructure and an ethos to sustain and elevate the undergraduate creative and research activities. That's a lot to unpack. What sort of challenges does reaching that sort of goal present to you and to the university?
Well, as you know, we have several main research activities taking place. Our cancer center is world known. We have an innovation, or InnoLab as we call it, that we've had in for the last couple of years. We have a geographic information system lab. We have a world-class art gallery, as you know. And research is not limited to the STEM areas. That is what we mean by creating that ethos, just showing that research takes place not only in the sciences, but also in the arts. We want to continue to do that. Under the current administration, the InnoLab is being highlighted, as I mentioned. We have the only geographic information system lab here in the AU Center, and where we teach students as early as the sophomore year how to map any kind of problems from crime to health care. One of the things in this QEP and the whole MUSE focus is on having students not only to be exposed to research, but to learn how to do research in teams. Team building is one of the major things that we try to do in the GIS lab. It's interdisciplinary. We have students from the arts and sciences taking the same class, but looking at problems from different ways. For example, we had students in chemistry last year working with the Proctor Creek watershed area. What they did was to look from the science part of it, or the STEM area, look at the water quality. From the human interaction side of the social sciences there, students looked at the housing, recreational activities that's in this watershed area, and how they could improve. So problems can be tackled interdisciplinary, and that is one of the things that we're trying to show.
It's fascinating to me. I'm just curious, for freshman students that are coming into Clark Atlanta University and beginning their undergraduate experience, how are they going to experience that differently because of MUSE than they might have a generation ago?
Very good question. Number one, we doing the freshman seminar. What we're doing is teaching them the basics of what research is all about. We're trying to encourage them to find an area or to find something that they are passionate about. That historically has not been done. The second thing is we want to encourage all the first-year students to attend events on campus, off campus, and I think right now they have to do three. We are encouraging them to attend the Undergraduate Research Day in the spring. The Undergraduate Research Day is relatively new here at CAU. This will be our third one in 2018. Historically, we've had different departments that would put on research days for their students. What we wanted to do was to open it up to the entire campus so that students can showcase their work. Last year, we had students from arts, from mass media arts, where we're here, biology, chemistry. We had just about every discipline in the university represented at our undergraduate research day. And what we will do is to encourage all of the 900-plus freshmen that we have is to attend some of these events, either a poster presentation or an oral presentation.
And basically learn what they're going to need to do as a graduate student, or if they go out into the world with their undergraduate degree, they're going to have to collaborate and be engaged on that level in the professional world.
Exactly.
So how does this initiative, the QEP and CAU's MUSE initiative, how does that position Clark Atlanta University for the future?
Well, what we want to do is to turn out students who are hands-on, who are not afraid to be creative or to take risk. And we know that over half the jobs that these students will be going into are relatively new jobs. So you'll hear talk around campus about stackable credentials, transferable skills. All of that is research-based. Jobs that you and I were exposed to, those jobs are not there. And the job market is totally changing, and it takes innovation and creativity to go forward. And that is one of the main things we want our students to, as we said earlier, to muse about, to think through issues and problems from a evidence-based perspective. And that is what research is, not being anecdotal, but doing your homework, studying the issue, and coming up with new and innovative ways of tackling the problem.
Well, Dr. Clayton, we talk to you from time to time on CAU Now, Lifting Every Voice, and it's always interesting. This new program seems very promising. We've been talking with Dr. Obie Clayton. He's the director of the Center for Undergraduate Research and Creativity and director of the Clark Atlanta University QEP. As always, Dr. Clayton, thanks for taking the time. We look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, Mr. Maynard, and I always enjoy coming over and talking to you.
Here's some more recent good news about Clark Atlanta University. CAU ranks 16th among the nation's best historically black colleges and universities in the 2018 U.S. News & World Report Best Colleges ranking. The widely respected index of the nation's vast higher education landscape was published on September the 12th. CAU ranked 18th on the 2017 list. There are 80 schools ranked in this year's HBCU survey. U.S. News & World Report polled institutions' presidents, provosts, and admissions deans to determine which offer the best undergraduate education. The survey's key measures include graduation and retention rates, faculty resources, student selectivity, financial resources, and alumni giving. Clark Atlanta's 2018 ranking suggests that recent university measures enacted to accelerate progress in various areas are achieving positive gains. To see the full report, go to usnews.com. You've been listening to CAU Now, Lifting Every Voice on WCLK. You can listen to this program again on demand at WCLK.com. More information about programs and opportunities for personal and professional growth at Clark Atlanta University is available at cau.edu. On behalf of our guest, Dr. Obie Clayton, today, I'm Rob Maynard. This program is produced by Jazz 91.9 WCLK Atlanta in conjunction with CAU Provost Dr. Peter Wosu. WCLK is a proud licensee of Clark Atlanta University.
Gleam of my star is cast. stray from the places, our God, where we met thee. Lest our hearts, drunk of the wine of the world, we forget thee. Shadow beneath thy hand, may we forever stand.
Come to Clark Atlanta University and expand your skill sets and career marketability. The Clark Atlanta University Office of Graduate Recruitment and Admissions is hosting an open house Thursday, October 5th. This event will take place from 6 to 8 p.m. on the CAU campus at Wright Young Hall, room 129. This is your opportunity to learn more about master's, specialist, and doctoral programs at Clark Atlanta University and find out how to apply to graduate school. We are taking applications for spring and fall 2018. Graduate school officials and faculty from all programs will be available to answer any questions you may have. More information is available at cau.edu. Click on upcoming events.
If you have a passion for political discourse and are seeking a high-quality, innovative, advanced degree in political science, you should consider pursuing a doctorate in political science at Clark Atlanta University. This evening program is available to working professionals. CAU's Political Science Department is one of only two departments at an HBCU offering the doctorate in political science. We have a particular focus on the political experience of African Americans as well as black communities around the world. At the same time, we seek to develop a universal understanding of political behavior. Ultimately, our graduates are able to affect societal change for members of social systems who have historically been victims of oppression. Your opportunity to change the world awaits you at CAU. Apply now at cau.edu or contact the graduate admissions team at 404-880-8483 or graduate admissions at cau.edu to learn more about our political science graduate programs.